Woolworths seems to be taking another step to portray itself as a friend of Australian farmers. 2 weeks after Woolies announced it will source home brand packaged fruit from local growers, comes reports it's looking at launching a brand called Woolworths Local. The brand is seen by industry observers as an attempt in part to appease consumers who are worried supermarkets are sourcing too much imported product and that's coming at the expense of Australian farmers. Martin Kneebone is the Managing Director of industry consultant Fresh Logic. Hi, Martin.
Good morning, Cameron.
Do you know how this idea, this brand would actually work, how it would be used?
I don't know how it would be used. That's only something Woolies can tell you. But I can tell you that for probably some 4 or 5 years now, you've seen supermarkets all around the world promoting very strongly their local connections.
So does it come as a surprise, given you've seen that as an international trend, to hear a big supermarket here in Australia talking about it?
No, I don't. And it's quite mature locally. I mean, all the 4 major supermarkets have been talking about this type of connection for some 3 or 4 years now, so it's not that much of a surprise.
Do you feel there's increasing pressure on the supermarkets to at least be seen to be doing something to protect local farmers, Australian farmers?
Oh, I'm certain they're feeling some of that, but I think, Cameron, it's more a manifestation of a whole lot of other things that consumers are concerned about all being grouped into local. Certainly, when we talk to our consumer panels, they're telling us that locally grown is probably the most important thing. But I think that it is representing a lot of other things they're looking at, and in our busy lives, we're tending to group them all under that.
What sort of concerns? What sort of issues that are in consumers' minds come under this term local?
All of the issues related to provenance, which there's a much greater, where has my food come from? How far may it have travelled? Is it sustainable? All those sort of things we believe are getting bundled into the attributes of a local promise.
So what if you have environmental or social concerns, if it says local, the label, you're more likely to buy that way, are you?
Well, I think so, yes, without necessarily consciously thinking that. But we don't see consumers as reading the fine detail like they may have some years ago. We're in a hurry. We're shopping 3 to 4 times a week, and these types of things tend to present a grouping of those sort of benefits, and they're being welcomed. All around the world, actually, most of the developed market.
Interesting term to use as well. I guess it doesn't have as strict regulations as a term like free range or organic. You can probably say local quite easily.
Well, that's true. It doesn't have a defined parameters around it at the moment, but I believe the retailers are probably working that out. But you have to ask them what they're calling local.
Mm.
And we move a lot of fruit and vegetables a lot of distances around our country. Whether that's still local or not is open to interpretation.
Yeah, it doesn't mean down the road in your state, in your country. Depends who you ask and when, I guess.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
But again, globally, it's been a very well-supported and a strongly resonating consumer benefit all through the US and EU.
Mm. You spend a lot of time crunching numbers. Is there evidence that there is any consumer backlash against cheap imports, whether that's affecting sales at all?
The shopping patterns are all about a balance between convenience and these sorts of things, and convenience comes over the top most of the time. I think if people are given the chance to buy local or imported, they'll tell you every time they'll look for buying local. However, when they're in a hurry, they can be prone to buy something that may be more conveniently packaged or might represent the value they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's essentially what happens in the market.
What we say is not always what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The real question from Australia's farmers' point of view is whether a commitment like this, and granted we still need to see a lot more detail if and when it goes ahead, but whether that would actually translate to increased orders for locally grown product. Do you think it would have an impact in that area?
Well, I think you'd have to say it probably would, because if any of the 4 retailers that are making these sort of promises are going to need to back it up somehow.
Mm.
So they're not going to make those promises and I would have thought look for some just to make a promise and not back it up with the way they manage the merchandise. So I would say yes, and I think we've seen some announcements in the last 6 or 8 weeks that reflect that.
Yeah, so if you're, for instance, pulling your trees out in the Goulburn Valley at the moment, this sort of news could be encouraging, could at least be a minor reason for a rethink, if you like.
Well, perhaps, but all of these different things have got their own competitive sets, Cameron, and again, when these products get in front of the consumer, what they say is not necessarily what they do, and in our view, whilst these sort of ethical and food provenance benefits are emotionally there and they are close to the surface, by and large, convenience and value is coming over the top of that when people buy.
Is there any better example than that than the $1 milk?
I mean, an example of what?
Of people saying one thing, shoppers saying one thing and doing another, where we see reports of outrage that how can dairy farmers be paid such a, or their product be sold at such a low rate, and yet we also hear that the sales of $1 milk goes pretty well for the supermarkets.
I think you can see it over the whole food and grocery range. I think it's reflected in most things that people buy. Believe me, our view would be that convenience and value are the predominant considerations when people buy. Then you've got these other things come in and have a level of influence, but they're not as absolute as convenience and value.
A business like Woolies, what have they got? Some 890 stores.
Yes.
Pretty big supply chain that goes along with that. Can buying local, or, you know, labelling local, can it actually work at that sort of supermarket level?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 99% of what is ranged in terms of fruit and vegetables is local product, and that's often where some of these things, these promises get made. So, yes, they can.
But there would be some element of different product lines in different stores, I imagine, if this was to work?
Well, generally they would set ranges nationally. So I would have thought not to... If it's a processed, shelf-stable product, I would thought that's pretty consistent across the stores. In some of the fresh areas, there may be... transport-related variations. WA often works on a slightly different availability to here. But if it's a processed, shelf-stable product, I'd expect it to be pretty uniform.
Yeah, okay. So you won't get things like, I don't know, Murray Bridge butter in Adelaide and perhaps Gippsland butter in Victoria?
Oh, you've got degrees of that already. The local, you've got some dairy options that have evolved through other retailers where they are branding it locally. I mean, this is an initiative that's fairly mature in the marketplace, and the retailers know that it resonates well with consumers, so they're looking to meet that demand. Mm. I think the key thing is that, in our view, it really represents a bundle of other things as well. It's welcome. People want it. In a hierarchy of ethical food benefits, it ranks higher than Australian grown, locally grown. Other things, so it's top of mind.
What, say the term local has more effect than Australian grown?
Yeah, it's got a stronger ranking in terms of would you buy these products if they were locally grown or Australian grown. Now, yeah. Australian grown resonates stronger. Sorry, locally.
Locally, even though I would argue it's a lot easier to understand what Australian grown means than what locally grown means.
Oh, some people would argue with that, Cameron. I think Australian grown and the messages around that aren't...
What does that mean as well? Yeah, fair point.
I think that one's had a fair bit of work and it needs a bit more. Whereas locally grown at the moment is probably clearer.
Should businesses like, say, IGA or your independents that often trade off this support for local communities, would they be nervous about this?
I don't think so. I think they might even understand it more. I mean, in most cases, the patronage for a supermarket is in the local catchment. So there's a nice self-fulfilling, we're supporting the community type of message that, you know, IGA probably knows more about than the others because they've been on this for 10 years.
Mm.
So, again, it's not new. It's probably just being taken a bit further.
Yeah. All right, Martin, thanks for your insights.
Okay.
Martin Nebo, Managing Director of Fresh Logic. You're listening to Bush Telly. You're on RN.